So they got this man, and they took him out into the woods.
Oh.
They built a big campfire. Mm-hmm. And they said, "We're going to go over here. We think you have talked to another man about you mm-hmm. is going to turn us all in. Mm-hmm. We're going to go after him mm-hmm. and bring him back. And you can call him a liar, he can call you a liar. Mm-hmm. We're going to let you face one another." Mm-hmm. And they didn't tell him what they was going to do, but said, "We'll tell you then what mm-hmm. we're going to do." Mm-hmm. Well, they built up this fire, and they left one man to guard this guy. Mm-hmm. And while they was going after the other fellow, this old drunk, this guy was guarding him, he just got so drunk, he just fell out. Mm-hmm. And this guy, rather than make noise, he just slipped off his gum boots, his hip boots, mm-hmm. and he waited to... He went across the woods that's a little over a half a mile in the dark mm-hmm. and sloughs and ridges and mm-hmm. almost freezing weather. Mm-hmm. And he came to my dad's house. Mm-hmm. And but before they took him over there, I got a little hit of stuff. Before they took him to this campfire, they brought him to my dad's house, and my dad had one of these paling fences up about mm-hmm, so mm-hmm, high. Mm-hmm. And they asked my dad if this man had told him anything. Mm-hmm. Well, my dad had lied about it, of course. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Said no. And convinced them that he hadn't. Mm-hmm. And all the time they had this man making him squat down back here behind one of the wagons. Mm-hmm. And another man guarding him. Uh-huh. And the story went that if my dad had said yes, this man told me he was going to shoot my dad and shoot him too and hush him up, see? So then they went to this campfire mm-hmm. and when he got loose, he'd come back and come by my dad's house, and my dad said, "Well, you cut across the fields and so forth and come down to Mr. Amos." He runs a store, and he was the only man that had a telephone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And said, "Tell him that I said to put you up till daylight. You'll get there before daylight," and said, "Have him to call the sheriff." Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he called the sheriff, and the sheriff came down and got him. Mm-hmm. And he turned state's evidence.
Oh, he did. Mm-hmm. So he really turned himself in.
Yeah, turned himself in.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's really something. That's really exciting.
I don't know if I put all of it in or not, but me and a boy named Norman had been up to Pleasant Valley District to mm-hmm. go see some girls, naturally. And we came back and I stopped by Norman's and, you know, chatted like boys will. Mm-hmm. And even went into the horse lot with him, and we had in the barn what we'd call our gear room, where we'd keep mm-hmm. our harness and mm-hmm. hang our saddles. And rather than to get up into the gear room and hang it on the peg, he just tossed it in the door for that night. And tossed it on top of a man that was there waiting to burn the barn. And did burn the barn.
That was the one that burned mm-hmm. the barn.
Mm-hmm. And the only reason he didn't burn the home of Norman daddy was they had one of these little dwarf women, you know. He had uh-huh. a sister, a little dwarf, big head, you know, uh-huh. and so forth. Mm-hmm. And they did have respect enough about him to say, "Well, if we burn that, well, maybe she wouldn't get out." Uh-huh. So they mm-hmm. didn't burn the house, but he burned the barn. That night. But us boys, me and my brother, and well, Mr. about him, but of course mm-hmm. I wouldn't want him to even know that I'd wrote this up.
No.
But we lived right for the time it's happening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now these boys, if their daddy was a captain of this thing, mm-hmm. they didn't know he was captain. They thought he was out coon hunting.
Oh, I see.
But we did do, we knew they was night riders, and we'd slip through the woods, my brother and I and these mm-hmm. three boys, and slip right up close to them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you
but,
would?
Yeah, to their campfire, mm-hmm. but they kept dogs.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they kept the dogs with them, and these dogs would bark.